at the Magdas Hotel in Vienna. It is no ordinary hotel. It's run by the Catholic charity Caritas, and it offers jobs and training to former asylum seekers. As well as that, it also hosts monthly dinner parties where asylum seekers have the chance to meet Viennese people and learn more about their new city. FM4's Rosie Waits went along to find out what exactly happens at these social dinners.
The dining hall of this former retirement home, which is now a stylish boutique hotel, is buzzing with conversation and looks inviting in the candlelight. Eugene Quinn from political culture group Space and Place helps organise the Magdas social dinners together with Caritas. He says it's an opportunity to go beyond the newspaper headlines.
There's many people who feel a kind of empathy. And this is an easy way to really be able to reach out and send a message from the Viennese that, you know, there's a city that's open and curious and would like to welcome people who've had all kinds of trauma and, you know, usually have quite complicated reasons and quite an experience getting here.
The three-course vegetarian menu costs €21, which includes the price of a dinner for one of the asylum seekers. Daniela came out of curiosity and was pleasantly surprised.
It's a nice way of getting to know people. Of course, we Austrians always say, Essen kommen die Leute zusammen. You get good food, you don't even pay much, and you've got even this questionnaire that helps you to ask even more delicate questions where you normally don't really dare to. It's just the human side of it, and it's actually fun.
The idea isn't that you spend 2 hours interviewing a refugee about why they left their home. It's also a chance for refugees to learn more about life in Vienna from locals. One guest is from Afghanistan. He's been in Austria for 2 years and has just had his asylum claim accepted. He's also just made some new friends.
Wir haben vieles gelernt, wir haben über vieles geredet, wir haben E-Mails getauscht und wir können noch vieles lernen später.
Asylum seekers are rarely granted the right to work before their application is processed, which means that without a job to go to, it becomes harder to meet people who aren't also refugees. Many are unaccompanied minors. 16-year-old Amir is from Somalia and lives in a Caritas home for young refugees in Burgenland. So going to a dinner party in Vienna is a novelty.
Those different kind of food is new for me. It tastes so good.
And is there something you'd like to do again in the future?
Yes, I would like to have some Austrian friends.
Amir is shy and has been through some traumatic experiences on his way to Austria, but he has an openness and friendliness about him that impressed his dinner companions.
Only by getting to know the people we always read about but don't know anything about, we will get a better insight of what really their situation is, in what challenges they have to face and so on.